This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. Starting tomorrow night at 6, you'll have the opportunity to support Austin nonprofits during Amplify Austin Day. Amplify Austin Day is a 24-hour fundraiser that has raised over $16 million for hundreds of the city's nonprofits in the last 3 years. One of the great nonprofits participating is the Cactus Cafe. For 35 years, the Cactus Cafe has been a champion of the local music scene, known for supporting established artists while nurturing the budding careers of talented up-and-comers. And tonight, the Cactus Cafe holds its 18th annual Towns Van Zandt Birthday Salute. Once again, Butch Hancock and company come together to celebrate and perform the catalog of the patron saint of songwriting. There are a few tickets left, but the event will sell out. Mississippi is often considered the birthplace of American music. It also boasts more Grammy wins than any other state. So it makes sense that the Recording Academy has chosen the small town of Cleveland, Mississippi as the location for a second Grammy Museum. The museum showcases music and Grammy history in the Mississippi Delta region, and the crown jewel of the museum is the Mississippi Room, where you can sit and listen to every single Mississippi Grammy song and interact with the region's rich musical history. Roger Waters is working with the Opera de Montreal to bring the world another brick in the wall, the opera. The opera, based on Pink Floyd's 1979 album The Wall, just recently gained Rogers' support after he was unexpectedly moved by the company's interpretation of the iconic album, which was partly inspired by an incident at a Pink Floyd show at the Montreal Olympic Stadium in 1977. Waters is putting his stamp on the production, serving as the opera's librettist. Another Brick in the Wall, the opera, will premiere on March 11, 2017 as part of the city's 375th anniversary celebration. That's your sound check. For KUTX, I'm Taylor Wallace. All in all.